Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would like, first of all, to remind you that the main responsibility about the protection of civilians within the territory of a state party to the UN, this responsibility falls within the jurisdiction of the concerned state and also is part of its national sovereignty. And on the basis of this, my delegation has for a long time supported the mandate of the UNHCR, which covers refugees globally. Mr. Turk yesterday highlighted the situation in Aleppo. And in this regard, I'd like to remind him that his comments were not part of his mandate as indicated by the UNHCR when he tackled an issue that has to do with the protection of nationals within their country and homeland. In addition to that, when he mentioned the situation of Aleppo, his comment was did not take into account very important facts related to the city of Aleppo, including the detention by the terror groups in the eastern neighborhoods of the city, including the Nusra Front terror group, their detention of civilians and preventing them from leaving these neighborhoods in order to use them as human shields and as hostages. And the UN national team working in Syria received reports documenting the targeting of terrorists and their killing and their detention of anyone who tries to flee the eastern neighborhoods of the city. This is when they try to benefit from the large-scale humanitarian process launched by the Syrian government in cooperation with the Russian forces on 28 July 2016. This process included opening up pathways out of the eastern neighborhoods to allow civilians and militants who would like to disarm to go out of the neighborhoods and benefit from the pardon decree to disarm themselves and make their situation regular. The Syrian and Russian efforts also included facilitation of humanitarian delivery, assistance delivery to eastern and western neighborhoods of Aleppo. But armed groups represented by what we call a Fatah Army, led by Nusra Front terrorist group, opened fire on all the routes which were supposed to be used in order to allow in the relief. And the UN agency, including the World Food Program, know this very well. In conclusion and in clarification of allegations about shelling in Aleppo, I'd like to say that General Command of the Syrian Army declared last night that's going to reduce the number of airstrikes and also mortar shelling on terrorist sites in the eastern neighborhoods of Aleppo. This is in order to ensure the improvement of the humanitarian situation of civilians in Aleppo who are taken by the armed terror groups, which are supported by Arab, regional, and Western countries. Take them as human shields and as hostages, and in order to facilitate exit for civilians who would like to go to safe places. And we are determined to protect the civilians and prevent the armed terror groups from exploiting their humanitarian plight as a way to blackmail the state of Syria and the international community. And thank you, Mr. Chair.